Our next item is subdivision 2007-37, Cedar Creek Properties LLC as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2007-37 for Cedar Creek Properties based upon the record and for the following reasons. The applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone and the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. A subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. No parties appeared in opposition to the application. The design of this project addresses the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will have no more than 185 lots on 88.44 acres and 39.38 acres of open spaces provided. The subdivision will be served by central water and will be part of a Sussex County sewer district. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. There shall be no more than 185 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and it shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. Final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible, and the unforested and the undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included with any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. As proposed by the applicant, sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. The subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. The developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities prior to the issuance of the 50th residential building permit. The preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-37 Cedar Creek Properties LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.